Straight A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Right, looks like you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go, at least I believe I am. Jabers, yeah. I tell you something. You know what I love about doing this show sometimes, you know, is that every so often you get to do something special in radio. You get to talk to people and they get to feel like they know you. You get to feel like you've made friends and all. And every so often, you get gifts. Yesterday, Bewley's gave us loads of gifts. They gave us gorgeous all different, you know, flavours of coffee
and
teas.
And biscuits.
And biscuits and all that. And then today, we got a packet of chocolates that tastes like the arse end of a porcupine's hole. And you don't want to be rude.
How ungrateful.
Yeah, I'm not going to even say where they came from or what the flavour was, but you know who you are. You know who you are. You didn't want them. You didn't want them,
gratitude.
So you sent them to us.
Gratitude.
You know, international flavour of failure is what they were. You know, and that's the problem. Now that's all I focus on. So I have to constantly make the, you know, it's like life, such is life. You have to make a conscious effort to remind yourself of the good, or else you'll focus entirely on the very small part.
Speaking of that, like, so obviously what you're referring to there is, like, obviously your time in radio, your decade or so, or whatever it is that you've been in radio, and naturally,
unbelievable,
you know, people send things in because they want to promote them partially. You know, they're hoping
the company's saying.
Company stuff,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, whatever, and they'll send it in, and part of it is like, oh, there, have that for free, in the hope that you'll kind of take a picture, maybe stick it on
Socials
your,
and all that, yeah.
What if, you know, your 7 million followers or...
7 million, are you joking?
Whatever.
Like 50,000 is like all I have.
It's that's, loads.
It is not.
And
on Twitter, I don't even use anymore. That's where the followers were. Trust me to get into the wrong one.
What? So before that, like when you were just, you know, a big famous celebrity, wealthy kind of television personality and comedian. And stuff like that.
How do we do shows together? We don't even like each other when you guys are like this. Yeah.
Did you get freebies then?
No, not really. No, never, actually. No. Oh, it's the radio. There's something special about the radio.
Right.
You know, it feels like a two-way street. You know, people listen to you at the same time every day. You're in someone's life in a way with radio. You're not... in when you do stand-up.
To be fair, a bit hard if in stand-up to kind of like, you know, that would be quite the product placement, to be in the middle of a gag and to make sure that you're brought into the gag. So I was, you know, I was sitting in this cafe. It was actually Tony's Cafe. They have a special now currently on... It'd be weird to have to incorporate that into a gag.
Wouldn't it?
Product placement.
Yeah. So I was driving down the road in my 25D Opel Corsa with all the trimmings there.
Yeah.
Everything
included, if you
purchase now for 300 a month.
I went for the 1.8 GLX model.
Yeah. So, anyway, as I said, I was driving. Luxury leather interior, which is free if you go to Alfie Barrett's on the Long Mile Road.
I was particularly comfortable because of the fantastic air conditioning unit that they have fitted in it. Really is, makes you feel like you're in a summer meadow.
People go, this is shit. But that's the thing. So you don't get free stuff on the same level. But what one thing you do get, I like that, but then you get the stuff from people who aren't companies, people who just want to do something nice for you. The unfortunate part of that is sometimes that's the stuff you want the least. Sometimes the stuff with the most heart is the stuff you'd rather run away. You know when people make us a cake with their hands? You know why that happens every so often?
You like your cakes to be made with a machine, do you?
Get one down the shop, for fuck's sake. Get one down.
Wow.
Get a Kevin the Caterpillar.
I thought handmade was a sign of quality.
Yeah, around the famine it was. You know, maybe in the 80s or whatever. But now...
Handmade by a qualified person.
Yeah, not some fucking mad fella walking around his kitchen with blue tack falling out of his hair and whatever else.
Who hadn't got the proper measuring jug, so he used an old tin of beans that he hadn't rinsed.
He used an unrinsed medication container that he puts his stuff in. That's the thing. And you go, thanks so much, and you really do appreciate it, obviously. Yeah. And then they're going, I hope you like that now. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm not going to ever touch that. And then, but say, I will, I'm going to love it. What, a gym? Oh my gosh, I'm going to show gym. I have to give it all to gym. That's my way of saying I'm not having any. And they go, and you do appreciate the gesture, but it's going straight in the bin.
Yeah.
It's not straight in the bin. It'll sit there for 4 days.
No, that's not true. No, he's lying there. It goes straight in the bin. I've seen him do it. Literally, I've seen people hand him something, and he's gone, no way, and turned around and literally put it into a skip.
Okay, that's also true. But you try to not make it as rude. because you don't want to be rude. You want to be nice to people. You know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, isn't it so much nicer when McDonald's give you something. You know, when they give you, like, there's a free breakfast, and you're like, thank you, McDonald's.
Yeah. Now, just so that there's no, confusion, and we've no problem with a normal individual buying from McDonald's and bringing it to us.
Oh, no, that's the best. That's the ultimate. That's the sweet spot, isn't it? When somebody really nice and genuine, who wants to just do something nice for you, combines their pocket with something that's really, you've genuinely shown an interest in already.
Yeah.
It's 2025. Fuck off with the surprises. Nobody wants surprises anymore.
Right.
We are, for birthdays, for weddings, for holidays, for anything events, for just surprise, general being nice to you things. Nobody wants surprises anymore. Those days are gone.
Right.
You know, just get something. What do you like? Can you tell me three things you like? I'll get one of them. That's the way to do it, isn't
it? That's the surprise. One of the three,
yeah.
Right.
Or maybe I'll get you two of
the
three.
We should do
maybe,
that.
Maybe, if
we
you're
should
looking.
Do that 5-3-1 game.
That's it, yeah.
So that way then you, if you're the one on the receiving end of the gift, you choose five things.
Yes.
I think about them and think, well, two of them certainly I won't be able to afford, that's for sure. And one of them is very ropey. So I give you three back. And then you go, right, well, of those three, I'd like that one.
That one. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Or else you, the giver says, here's five things I'd like to get you, pick three. No, that doesn't work either. none of it works. Just get someone at McDonald's.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's terrible because, you know, and especially
but
Jim.
Have, tell you where...
Oh, geez, poor little Jim. When people give us things and he just hates it and, you know, and he'd be feeling like he has to eat it in front of them and everything. Because he feels so bad.
Come on, I do hate making people feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
But I tell you the one thing that would have been different is that when you were doing, you know, telly and stand-up and everything like that, would you have been more recognisable? I suppose to a certain extent in the height of Naked Camera and all that.
I think
And would you have got, you'd have gotten all of that treatment. It mightn't have been, gifts, but it would have been, you know, like, of course we have a table for you. Of course we'll let you in here. You can have the suite for no money.
Never had that. I genuinely never had that. No, never had that. But I did have, like, you would turn up at jobs and people would be running around for you a bit.
Yeah.
I have had that.
That's what you're talking about. Staff.
Well,
you had staff,
like,
hadn't you, Peter?
You know, people go, would you, like, you, and you always felt bad because I would, you know, you turn up and someone would go, you're doing an interview on the telly or something, you know. And I say, how's it going? And someone goes, do you want a cup of tea? And says, yeah, I'll have a cup of tea. And I say, get PJ a cup of tea. And you're like, no. If I had thought that was the way it was going to go, I wouldn't have been into that.
Yeah.
I'll make my own one, you know.
Yeah.
But then you've got some poor little fellas running around getting given out to or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I've never had that. Obviously, yeah. I've never. It's very, very rare that I am in those kind of positions where I'm the one being interviewed.
But that's because you say no to everything as well. We go into a place and someone goes, do you want something to eat? And Jim goes, no, we're all right. And I say, yes. And then I have something to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Any time I've ever been, you know, anywhere and somebody said, fancy tea? Actually, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea. That's very kind of you. Yeah, just there's a little cafeteria area there just down on the left.
Will you get me one as well while you're at it? And they do these sticky buns.
I tell you, it's closer to that for me. Yeah. Good, because I was just in the mood for a coffee myself, if you wouldn't mind. That'd be great.
Yeah,
and then we'll chat about what your questions are.
Will you grab one for PJ when you're going down? Imagine. That never happened. Thank God that never happened.
Wow.
But that's just, because it's weird, you know. The whole thing is weird. And especially when you're not actually a celebrity or you're not a real celebrity. You're just a...
Be modest.
No, it's true, though.
Oh, my God. Go away out with that show, for God's sake, aren't you? The biggest celebrity in... I mean, you did Celebrity Banished
Store. If I get on my bike now and cycle to Newry, nobody knows.
Well, obviously, because they don't expect a celebrity of your standing to be cycling his own bike. They expect you to be sitting in the back of
them. Isn't that amazing?
With a number of people.
That's not your man. PJ, off the Naked Show. There's Jim's phone ringing.
Is that
your washing machine calling you again?
No.
He's been getting text messages off his washing machine all morning, which I think is the funniest thing.
This isn't
the
washing machine. Sorry.
He's actually taking the call.
In the middle of the podcast.
Brilliant. Look. Who's on the phone?
Okay, no panic.
Yeah, okay. Here we go now.
All right, talk to you then. Okay.
Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
See you now. Good luck. Thanks for calling in the middle of a podcast. Who was that?
That was a phone.
The toaster. No way.
The toaster.
Yeah. Well, you're so hooked up to all these devices. All your devices are able to text him. His washing machine texted him twice this morning.
I got two messages from my washing machine. That's all.
That's amazing. That's amazing, you know. I'm supposed to be getting a new alarm system on the house. And your man goes, do you want a nap? I was there, no. And he goes, well, what? He goes,
but how are you going to know then when the, you know, if you're in here and it's going off?
I'm not supposed to fucking know. The burglar's supposed to fucking know. I had, this is the exact conversation I had with Kelly yesterday. She's like, going, so the alarm goes off and who hears it? I was there, they're a burglar. And she goes, how do we know it goes off? It doesn't matter. We won't be there. It doesn't. What difference does that make?
What happens if it's not a burglar and it's something innocent, like a bird does a kamikaze flight straight into your window or something?
I still can't do anything about it. I'm not fucking
No, but you're annoying the neighbours. You're supposed to go and turn it off. You had the app. You'd be able to turn it off from the app.
Oh, you can turn it off from the phone?
Yeah.
No one explained that to me. I thought, no one explained that to me now.
Yeah.
That's not. And also, anyway... Wait a minute. But you turn it off with a phone.
Well, you can do, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That moment of silence was... you really needed to see his face for that bit. Yeah, you can do all sorts. Technology, PJ, it's incredible. You wouldn't believe it.
Amazing. I'll be in a WhatsApp...
They literally have the internet on computer now and everything.
I'll be in the WhatsApp group of the local burglars. When I'm can't even get my microphone to go.
Oh.
And the local burglars will be there. I'm going to do your gaff. I'll be there. Okay, I'll just turn off the phone now. I'll turn off the alarm with my phone so you're not disturbed.
You'd be happy enough then for the alarm to be just going off constantly.
But I thought that's what they did, isn't it? That's what happens. They go off and you can't. There's not much you can do about it. Like, that's the whole idea of why you don't set them off.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they're supposed to set
like,
them
I know
off.
You didn't want the monitoring ones necessarily, but you know, there is a theory that, like, if your alarm went off, that maybe it would call the guards or something, or, you know, somebody who might be able in a position to, you know, I don't know, save your house being robbed or something.
Who? Who's in the position to save me house? Imagine.
Well, as I say, I don't know. People like guards, security guards.
So you put down Jim's name. And Jim's like, I'm at home.
Why would you put down my name?
You're the only person I know that's free at the same time I am.
Who should we call in the... call Jim. Okay. is Jim in the security services? No. He lives up a mountain. Right, so... Do you think he'd be the fastest person to get there? Oh, I don't care, really. I don't care. I just want to inconvenience him.
No,
really,
that's
really what I want to do. More than that, just want him. If I'm being annoyed by an alarm, I want him to be annoyed as well.
Surely that's not what it is. Surely it's not just called contacts so they can check it out.
Oh, yeah,
because the guards can't go to every alarm.
Normally they ring you, say somebody would ring you.
Right.
And say, come here, was that an accident or anything? Did you set the alarm off?
I'm not even in the house.
You know,
I hardly set the fucking thing off
when
I was at home.
They move on. Do you know what I mean?
So then they move on to you.
Well, they don't move. Don't tell them me. Whatever you do.
So,
tell them somebody close by. Your sister or your... I don't know.
She's work. You're doing it. You're the same time free. You're free, loads.
Well, if I'm free, you're free. So why don't they just call you?
Oh, why don't I? This is too complex. I'm not getting a fucking alarm. I'm done with this. I'm just getting a burglar. I'm just going to get a regular burglar and get it over once a year. It'd be easier.
That's what, why don't people hire people like that? They should hire people.
It'd be great if you could do that with criminals.
Hire
it?
A burglar.
Fit it in.
A burglar breaks in and there's a lad there going, sorry, mate, I was already here.
Oh.
Feck off.
He didn't put that in the WhatsApp group, they'd say. I think, of course, he didn't. He doesn't know how to use the alarm from his phone. He doesn't know how to use WhatsApp either, yeah.
Wow.
Like, right, oh, sorry, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could.
What you should do is you should get, if you do set it up, they say to you, so if we can't contact you, who should we contact? The washing machine. Contact the washing machine.
Could you text Jim's washing machine? Because he'll answer the text message from his washing machine. He won't answer it from me. I've seen him answer it once from his washing machine. He looks at it every time he goes, he goes, he did today. He goes, washing machine's just started. She must have done a load. I said, Grant, I text you on a Saturday. I don't hear from you until fucking Tuesday. So text Jim's washing machine.
That's the secret.
And let him know. Imagine. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah.
And if the washing machine's not there, text the
try
fridge.
Try his Hoover. He never ignored his Hoover.
If he's already robbed the washing machine, try the fridge. Try the fridge and he'll probably tell you what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. If he thinks his cheese is about to go off, he'll definitely answer the phone.
Man. I tell you something though, you do get sucked into that rubbish. I tell you,
I hate it.
You know when I was out buying that washing machine or whatever,
yeah,
and I was looking around the place or whatever, and that's grand, whatever, just to You know, there's all sorts of white appliances or whatever those things are called, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to see the stuff. Now, it would be ridiculous stuff.
Like you and I would. A drinks dispenser.
But I'm talking
ice.
About, you know those fridge things, right? You know the way that you get things like the big American fridges or whatever?
Oh,
right, that's grand.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fine. And lots of people like them and they are, you know, spacious and they're everything. But there's jokes where they literally, there's screens, right? And I don't mean screens as in, you know, we'll tell you what's inside the fridge or what might be, you might need to buy. Remember we did things like that?
Yeah,
that, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. No, these are like, so you could watch Netflix. On the door of a fridge.
Ah, no.
I swear to God. I was out in Harvey Norman and I saw it, and it's literally, you could watch programs on the door of your fridge.
And you saw a remote control and all for the fridge then?
I assume so. I mean, I assume they would argue the theory of it is that, you know what I mean, if you're, I don't know, whatever, if that's where you eat your meals or something, if you know what I mean, your kitchen diner or what, I don't know. But if you have a kitchen diner, can you afford a fridge that's about $6,000?
Why can't it just do what it's supposed to do anymore?
Yeah.
Now you'd be there going, yeah, I was listening to the radio on the oven there yesterday. And I heard this.
You have to be careful because you know what I mean? You have to hire it up because you don't want to be putting your head in the oven. That's a terrible thing.
I'm after downloading the podcast. I don't know where it is. Have you tried the fridge? It's probably in the fridge.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad?
It is. Isn't that absolutely mad? And you do have to wonder where the, you know, technology's meant to sort of, you know, make things better, make life easier, blah, blah, blah. All
it
that
doesn't,
kind of stuff.
Though.
But
it
at
never
what point
did.
Does it just become, what's that expression, kind of self or gratuitous?
It's
like
just
you're
pressure.
Just doing it for the sake
it's
of doing it.
It's just pressure then.
Yeah.
You have, feel like you have to have it. It's just pressure. And then technology has never made anything better.
Yeah. Come here. I'll be bringing you up. Come here, PJ. What channel's the match on? It's on Sky or whatever. Yeah, but what channel on the fridge?
Next to the cheese. it is in my fridge. United Liverpool, just next to the cheese. Do you see
under
it?
Under the yogurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you looking under the yogurt?
What one of you? What yogurt is in your fridge?
I don't have any yogurt.
Oh, then I don't know.
How are you supposed to find it then?
Yeah, get a dodgy fridge. You don't have to subscribe then. If you have a dodgy fridge, you don't need this shit. I know a lad selling dodgy fridges.
That'll be the next
That'll
thing.
That'll be the next thing. Yeah, dodgy thing. Fridge, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
No subscription and all. Oh, it's
no,
brilliant,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great now. It gets installed by the burglar, though. That's the problem. Fuck's sake.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Time is supposed to be the thing that we're most poor in.
Isn't it?
I mean, you think you've got no money.
Oh,
well, yeah. Apparently being time poor is a big thing. And also, particularly, not just in terms of things you have to do, you're particularly time poor, we're told, about the time that's just for you. You know, the me time stuff.
Your own alone time, your me time, we've never had less of it in our lives than we're doing it today, yeah.
That kind of feels strange. Because you know, I thought the whole thing was that the modern generations are all very into the idea of kind of putting their own time in the thing, you know.
Yeah, but they're not
sort of like work themselves to the bone types.
I know, but you see, you do hear that, and I hear that quite a lot. But then we also did a story last week about people who are encouraged to do your work emails while in the toilet. You know, like you have to double up on everything. And eat your lunch at your desk. And there was other mad ones. Brush your teeth in the shower so you have more time to get to work. Like it was crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So what do people do with their me time? When they finally get a bit of time, today's sort of story is, what do they do with it?
Right.
And honestly, like, I mean, a lot of them are just very normal. It's like, try and watch TV with your other person, or try and...
That's classified as me time.
Yeah, walk a dog or look at a hill. Well, look at a hill isn't in it, but I'm sure there's people into that.
Hey, lots to be said for looking at a hill.
Isn't there? Lots to be said. Well,
fine hill that.
Looking at Jimmy's hill. There, Jim's up there somewhere.
Jimmy's hill.
He's up there running around. And then, you know, some people like to cook and some people like to, it says...
Cook?
Yeah.
In your me time.
In your me time. Some people, yeah. People are passionate about it, you know. Not like, you know, a load of sausages on an air fryer type of thing, but some people are into it. And then there's like people that want to eat fruit and veg. I can't imagine that being something you'd look forward to. Who is sitting in work going, I'm so busy, I can't even go home for some boiled sprouts? Who looks forward to a head of broccoli all day and an apple?
I mean,
honestly.
I'm sure, like, very good.
Great.
Healthy, great, fantastic. Jeez, and maybe you do genuinely enjoy it. But as your me time, why not have us like, oh, I don't know, for your dinner?
For your dinner.
Or your lunch or something.
Yeah. Imagine sitting
me down. Time. Oh yeah, can't wait. This Saturday I've got an hour when there'll be nobody in the house. I want to sit down and have a good head of broccoli.
Yeah. If I said to you there's an apple at home I can't wait to get stuck into, you'd be there, PJ.
Yeah. We need to have a conversation.
You know who you need to be calling after the show. And then there's people who want to spend time, who read. We're always saying this. We want to read again, the both of us, in fairness.
Yeah.
Want to get back into books. We're both audiobook people. And we'd love to get back into reading.
And it's great, you know. I use that on the commute. That's what I listen to all the time, whatever, an audiobook, you know, yeah. All the time. But the thing about it is, if it's the non-fiction type, right, you know, a book about whatever, you never retain anything.
No.
Well, I don't.
I don't either, no. I love an audiobook because I'm an adult and I want someone to read me a story.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen much. So that's why I love an audiobook. It's the only time I can get an adult to read me a story going to bed or whatever, or if I'm driving around. But yeah, the retention isn't the same.
No.
Like people say, did you read that book? I did, yes. And did you read that book? Yes. But I read them all with my ears. And I love reading with my ears.
Yeah.
But I don't retain.
I've read so many books, my ears are worn out.
They're worn out. My ears are absolutely hanging out of me from all the reading.
Yeah.
And then people say, oh, what was your favourite part of the, having a clue? I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen when you
and
read
And you know
properly.
The other thing as well about listening to them as opposed to actually sitting down and physically picking up the book and, you know, going page by page and reading through it is the kind of, you know, like you in the car, I mean, there's bound to be distractions. Like you are paying attention to the road.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff as well.
Exactly.
So you don't, no wonder you don't retain as much.
Yeah, you're not fully
And it's not,
engaged.
You know, something great about physically picking up the book as well, you know.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Yeah, it's an experience. It's fully experiential, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
You know, you're choosing to go through the story, getting enthralled. I've never finished a book and then went, I don't know what happened in the middle there. That was just a complete.
Yeah.
I don't know who even.
How do we get to this?
Who these people even are? You know, the book. Sometimes.
Mind you, the only thing about it is, if you're going to read, well, if I was going to read anyway, I'd have to sort of do it during the day. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I know that you've had this experience where it's one of those, you read a book at night, going to bed, right, completely, fall asleep with it on your face.
Yeah.
And then completely forget everything you've read and end up reading the same thing the next
the
night.
The next day.
And the next night.
Yeah.
And the next
I've
night.
Read that. Yeah. Have you ever read that book? No, but I've read page 39 400 times.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
On the subject of WhatsApps and texts and things that we got in, this one didn't come to the show per se through the normal channels. It went direct to PJ's phone because it came from a friend of his. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it is one of the most spectacular communications, one of the most spectacular messages that has been received by this show. Would you like to proceed?
What happening? What?
Are you seriously? Are you going to claim you forgot? Literally, somebody has. Okay, I'll explain. Somebody text PJ in the last few minutes.
Oh, no. Oh, we're not doing this story.
Yes, we are.
We're not doing this story, are we? I just told you something in confidence.
No, you didn't say it was in confidence.
Well, I didn't say it on the microphone.
Are we not allowed to do that story?
I honestly didn't. This wasn't a plan at all. I got.
Said I'm going to have to tell people that.
Yeah, and I didn't agree. You just went and now you've done it.
Right.
I got new windows in the house. It turns out the frosting on the bathroom is not as strong as I first imagined. And a friend of mine, he passed the house yesterday and he said, I know what jacket you're wearing. I know you're holding your phone. I can see your glasses.
Right.
Buy a blind and check it from the outside. This is ludicrous. Because my frosting is not as protective as I had previously
absolutely
imagined when I purchased the glass.
And obviously this particular frosting, it's in your bathroom.
It's in the bathroom.
It's not like it's in your kitchen or anything.
No,
like
it's in the bathroom. But the bathroom was obviously downstairs and faces the road. And I may have done something for about 20 minutes in front of the neighbours, completely unwittingly. That I thought was a private conversation between me and Jim McCabe. And this
no,
is not private.
I had to say, how could it be a private conversation when your friend texted you to say he was on the street?
It was between me and the street.
At that time.
At that time.
Look,
and I didn't know.
Suffice
it
to say, no laws were broken.
But it was borderline.
But, I have to say, very entertaining.
It was borderline law-breaking, but unintentional.
Unintentional, yeah, you can't be done for that.
I thought I was in the privacy of a...
You were in the privacy of your own home. I mean, you know, I suppose we could have turned it around and tried and made out that your friend was sort of beeping Tom. But that's not really the case.
Well, when he was able to tell me what...
Driving his van.
When he was able to tell me exactly what jacket I was wearing because he could read the writing on it.
Yeah. So anyway, important thing is that no laws were broken and no children or animals were harmed. Everything was okay.
And a new lesson in life. Never trust frosted glass.
I mean,
it's up there with generally yellow snow.
Frosted glass is, you know, it is the standard, isn't it, for, you know, in that bathroom environment.
I would have thought so.
So, you obviously had a very mild frost. It wasn't a particularly bad winter when your frosted glass was done.
Mine is like an April ground frost when I was hoping for a January pick. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yours is more like morning dew, really, than sort
morning
of
dew. Yeah, that's exactly what I got. I did. I got morning dew frost.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, that's
so.
You're wearing your glasses, he says.
Suffice to say, you're on the hunt for a blind. Then from here on in,
I suppose I do need.
You know, what you can buy the cans of frosting.
What?
I don't mean cake frosting now. I mean, you can buy those cans, you know.
I know,
like Rustin's or whatever do those
cans.
Yeah,
you do pictures of Santa and all with
it. You can tape up, you know, you could spray it on your window, tape up and, you know, you get a good effect on it.
Imagine that. He hasn't taken down his Christmas decorations. No, he has. He just has terrible natural frosting.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Listen, you know the way they often say there's certain professions, right, where you just hear all sorts. I mean, barmen used to be a thing, or bar people, bar persons used to be. Taxi drivers.
That was one, obviously.
Where you'd constantly just...
Because
you'd come in contact with so many different types of people from so many different areas, you'd hear different things. You'd hear really unusual stuff. And definitely one of the areas that falls into that category is agony aunts.
Agony aunts. Now, I didn't even think they were a thing anymore. In fact, I know they're not a thing anymore. In the dawning of social media, you can go onto a forum and you can ask any question you like and get relatable answers from people who have been in your situation, right?
Well, relatable answers. Not necessarily very wise advice now.
No, but people in your situation. There's no... You can always find another weirdo just like you on the internet. But pre-internet days, agony aunts were the things in the newspapers, right?
Mm.
And somebody now says, remember agony aunts? And they went back to read some of the old agony aunt columns and went, hold on a minute. I had no idea how weird this actually was.
Yeah.
And they've dug out some of what their favourites in their recent find are, right?
Yeah. Because in fairness, some of the big ones, they kind of were always relationship stuff, weren't they? They were always about kind of like,
always,
you know, he's lost interest in me or there's whatever, right? There was all of that going on.
And the rest. Check it.
But I certainly never heard some of these.
My boyfriend is a big chatterbox, says this woman. And I've never met somebody who talks so much. On the rare occasion I get to put a word in edgeways, he stares at me vacantly and doesn't listen to a word I say. However, he has a third nipple in the middle of his rib cage. And when he's asleep, he sleeps with his top off. It looks like his normal nipples are two eyes and the third nipple is a nose. It also makes his belly button look like it's a little bit of a mouth. I talk to that face a lot. I call that face on his torso Christopher. Sometimes I spend hours talking to Christopher. Sometimes I kiss Christopher. It's a one-sided conversation, yes, but I get great relief from it.
She talks to his stomach.
Yeah.
Or his torso, I suppose. She talks to his torso.
Yeah.
Because he won't listen to her.
Yeah. Last week he wore a t-shirt in bed and she felt lonely. She was like, where's Christopher? Is this weird?
Yes!
My God. And the agony aunt says, I'd love to say this happens all the time, but it absolutely doesn't. You're a troubled woman, she says. Not great advice either.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Not great advice either. And then you think, well, that's surely the weirdest one. And then another one. I'm a 35-year-old man and my wife has this really strange habit where she pees in the kettle before we serve tea to the guests. She says she gets a laugh out of it. Now, I was shocked at first. I really was. But I have to say, I tried it and it is a bit of fun. So my question for you...
Sorry, tried what? Tried the...
Peeing in the kettle.
As opposed to drinking the...
No.
Right.
Sorry, yeah,
just, okay.
Now, I know it's rude, but is it safe, is the question. What on earth kind of people...
Yeah.
You know,
they are not your archetypal agony aunt questions, I'd have to say.
I've fallen for a girl, but she's a cartoon character. Is that really weird and is it bad? It is. It's not human, for start.
Yeah, it's not grey.
It's like the bunny from the Caramel Ads. We all had a thing for it, but none of us fell in love.
And it is a strange one.
I'm a 26-year-old man and I have a hairy chest. Now I'm getting pretty upset. Every time I go out, women are staring at my chest. And I enjoy that I have a hairy chest. I enjoy that it may be attractive to some, but sometimes it's like I don't exist at all.
He just feels like a piece of meat.
Yeah, what should I do?
A hairy piece of meat.
Should I cut the hair on my chest? Or should I cover it up? Put on a jumper, you absolute lunatic.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
So one of the things that PJ and myself have been very open about, you know, in all of the years that we've been doing the show is that we don't classify ourselves as particularly talented in, well, some would say any area whatsoever, but particularly in the world of kind of DIY and Mr. Fixes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That sort. Now, I will point out that I did fit my washing machine and tumble dryer yesterday.
Oh.
If you want to give me a round of applause or anything.
I was 100%.
Thank you very much.
He's done a great job today. In fact, he's done such a great job. We were here this morning. I was texting a friend of mine. And then Jim got a text as well from his washing machine to tell him that the load was finished.
No, it was only starting.
I was only starting.
Yeah, Yvonne had obviously put it on. So it sent me a text to say, come here, she's at the putting the wash on here. It's great though. It does send you text. It's pretty weird. Anyway, listen. So, but the thing is, right, and we always say about it that the worst thing is one of the most emasculating experiences that you can ever have is when something needs doing, right, and you have to resort to calling the man.
Isn't that it? You call a real man.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, that's broken, right? We'll get a man in.
Yeah.
And then the real man comes and he fixes everything. And he just goes, right, that'll be, let's call it 567 quid and a handful of change. And you have to give the real man the money and all.
Yeah.
But so, and then, I mean, it gets even worse when you're out on social occasions sometimes. You know, you might be intimidated, whatever. But a Malaysian man, this guy's great. He started to offer his services. He was out with his friends one day. He got this great idea because one of his friends says, you look like a gangster. You look like a bit of a thug. And he said, brilliant, has to be a way to capitalise on this.
Thank you for that. So now I'm all ears now because, in fairness, like you've said this to me many a time, you know.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
You're always abusing me.
Even though I am, Jimmy.
Even though I am the most gentle, gentle character.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Unless you're on the terraces. But this guy was told he looked like a bit of a thug and he got an idea then and he was going to start a business where he's a villain for hire, right?
Right.
So here's how it works. A man goes out, is going out with someone, and maybe he's feeling a little bit emasculated by the world around him, who knows? And he predetermines a date and a time with this guy, and he gets up and goes to the toilet. And when he gets up and goes to the toilet, this other guy starts to, you know, abuse people in the area, whatever.
Right.
You know, hey, you, hey.
The hired guy.
The hired guy.
Right.
Hey, Four Eyes, get me another drink, whatever. Starts abusing barman, and then maybe says something to his girlfriend, and start, you know. And then he comes out of the toilet, and he goes, are you harassing these people? And he wrestles them down. You get out of here or you'll get a piece of my hand, whatever. And then he goes, whoa, back off. I didn't realise I was dealing with a serious cat.
Yeah.
And that happens.
Steady on, man. The testosterone coming off you.
Whoa, I didn't realise.
Overpowering.
We had a gangster in the house, right? So this happens and he backs off. And then your man sits down and goes, he's lucky. I was just about to take out my elbow and give it to him in the nose. And all this, and this is his job now. This is what he's doing.
That is brilliant.
What makes me laugh most about the story is he says he's been hired by some people multiple times. Like, you surely after three or four times your missus will go, that's the same fella.
Yeah, I think he's stalking us.
No, that's different. Different accents and all. Different hat. Different hat.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That is brilliant. That's what a way to make yourself look like you're...
No, it's all expenses paid. So
I know you kind of... Hey, you knew I was wild when you got with me, babe. Yeah.
Now you know. I mean business. I don't suffer fools gladly.
Come here, do you know what the natural extension of that then is? Because I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
As I say, I'm a devout coward.
I'm a devout coward.
That's a great idea. And what they should do is they should extend that to the man for the likes of you and I. You know what I mean? That if it's one of those things that needs doing in the house, right?
Yeah.
What you should get is there should be a plumber or an electrician or whatever it is out there, right? That has a service that when they come to your house, right? To fix the thing that needs to be fixed. That they say to you on the QT, listen, it's actually to do with the switch behind the motor.
This is a brilliant idea.
And then they tinker with it for a while, right?
Brilliant.
And
idea.
You walk in when your other half is there, and you go, have you checked the switch behind the motor there, just on the, it's connected to the...
Have you checked the dingle whisper?
And they go, God, you're right. That's exactly what it is.
And then he has a fix, and you go, give me the spanner there for a second. I just want to do it.
Absolutely.
Right. And then you hand it back to him.
Yeah, he says to you, sir, you wouldn't would you be able to tighten that for a second?
Just like can't
reach. No problem, give it to
me. No problem, here. Yeah, hold my latte. And then you get down and you do it. And then you go, get out
Brilliant.
Of here. And he goes, whoa, man.
I'd happily pay a premium for that.
And then he walks up and you go, jeez, I'll tell you something, you hire some real little not knowing what they're doing fellas around this house.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.